Hey family, it's your girl, Herbless Viola, Very Wise Alternatives Podcast. You know I gotta do a part two on my best friend Ginger. I got to. I said I'm doing a discourage, just giving y'all 10 things. So look, y'all already know we can make how can I put this? You can make tea, sodas, which I ain't think about sodas, but I would love for you to drink ginger tea. I would love to do ginger shots. So you can make ginger in all types of ways. You can y'all see the you already make soda from it, cookies, cakes. You make so many things from ginger. Ginger is, oh my gosh. Ginger's like all over the place. Ginger's all over the place. And the way it grows, it'd be looking like fingers and knuckles, and it'd be looking all like fingers. It'd be like it fingers. But I just want to go over some more things it does, family, because a lot of us don't realize how ginger reduces pain and inflammation. This is like the powerful thing that I just had to touch, because I'm always talking about turmeric, turmeric, turmeric. But in my joint care, that helps with your joints, the joints, ginger and my favorite tumors in there. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I just want to make sure that you guys know that it reduces pain and inflammation. It relieves heart pain, heartburn. Yeah, I know when y'all be talking about that GERD and all that other stuff. Heartburn, family. You'd be like, but dang, ginger's kind of spicy. But it does other things, and I'm not going to get too much into it, but I just want to talk about migraine relief. It helps. Ginger helps. Women, when we have those cramps, it helps. Because like I was talking about, it helps with your blood flow. And a lot of us, we need that. We need something for that blood flow. So if you see what things associate, you think see what things associate for ginger, and that's why I wanted to make sure I point that out, because we want our blood to be so much better. A lot of us, we don't realize how simple things like acne, that so it helps with the joint, helps with the blood, it helps with so look cough, phlegm, your gut. So I just want to make sure that I, at least point that out. I just want to at least point that out, because a lot of times, we be forgetting things. And look, if you ever make lemonade, my secret in lemonade, I put a little bit of ginger in there. And I know you're like, Viola, what? Yes, I put a little bit of ginger in there. And sometimes, when y'all hear me talking about teas, that's a good bedtime. A tea is great for bedtime. I mean, absolutely great for bedtime, because what it does, it helps drain your lymphatic system. A lot of people don't think about. Remember, I was talking about stimulate, because it stimulates your blood circulation in the body. It gives your body more oxygen. It relaxes you. Ginger tea relaxes you. I'm not telling you drink ginger tea before you drink your cup of water, because you drink the tea. So you can have the tea like 3 hours, and then right before you go to bed, about an hour to 30 minutes before, then you have your water. The tea, I mean ginger tea, what it does, it warms you up. It reduces the sugar cravings. A lot of us, ugh, we be having that nasty sugar craving, and it does. I just love it, because it reduces like the inflammation and bloating. Because a lot of us, we be like, man, why am I bloated? You bloated because you ate something wrong. You had to you mixed the wrong foods. You just mixed the wrong foods. A lot of us don't realize that. And we're talking about it heals ulcers. People don't think about that. It's an antifungal. Can I say that? Antifungal, it improves diabetes. So it gets it just diabetes is a whole other area I really don't get into. That autoimmune disorder, that crap that just that be taking most of our people out. If it's between high blood pressure, diabetes, and stroke and all the other stuff, and COPD with our family, talking about that smoking and stuff, please. Add some more ginger in your life. Add some ginger in your life, because I already talked to you about the digestive support. I'm loving this anti-inflammatory. When I was talking about improved diabetes, because people always tell me I'm borderline. Stop being borderline. We need to stop being borderline. We need to, because associated with diabetes, ginger helps regulate your blood, your sugar levels. So that means it helps with your which organ family? Come on, which organ? Your pancreas. It hurt. It helps with that pancreas. It does improve, like your sexual activity, because it what helps with the blood flow. And a lot of us be like, "Dang, what you mean? What you mean with the blood flow?" It does. I mean, blood flow. Y'all know my mind be my mouth be be going fast, but I need to calm it down. You know what I'm saying? Calm it down. And y'all know it helps with if you got the diarrhea, it knocks that diarrhea out. It actually goes in and stimulates your bowels and get your bowels to form. Because a lot of people have diarrhea. We don't want that. It boosts your blood, your bone health, and it reduces, the joint pain. And the only reason why is reducing that blood. Because we're talking about, I mean, your bone health. Because didn't I say it helps you absorb? So things that absorb, things that go in there and help. We're talking about, this is like a herb that assist and get you get stuff in. Because absorption, family, you need nutrition absorptions. Like I said last time when I was talking about, we all are malnutrition. We malnutrition because half of us need a digestive enzyme. Most of us that lost our gallbladder don't take a digestive enzyme, so our body's not absorbing anything. It's just going in and going out, and you're not getting no nutrients. A lot of us are minimal deficient and don't even know it. We're not taking enough like we're supposed to, and we need to do better than what we need to do. I'm not gonna talk too much about medical, but we just gotta do a little bit better. It moves that extra gas. A lot of us be gassy. You be like, "Dang, why I got so much gas?" Because you ain't had no ginger. You ain't had no ginger. Because what the ginger got? Magnesium, Got all that good stuff in there. And when you see me talking about like virals, like when people talk about you got a viral bacteria or something, or some type of something, but we're talking about something for like an antibiotic. Ginger's an antibiotic. So you don't think ginger's in my fire cider? Huh? And I got more stuff in my fire cider because we don't divulge all our secrets. But if you had my fire cider, you'd be like, "Dang, yeah, she got some good fire cider. Her fire cider, yeah, she got some kind of secrets in there." And I'm not trying to give you all my secrets. I'm not giving you all my secrets. Nope. But ginger's is woof. It's healthy for your muscles. They got them itises, the osteoporosis-itises or whatever they trying to say in all them words. But I just want to say that the arthritis, it helps with that thing. I don't like talking about too much. I don't, because a lot of people got chronic indigestion. People got the high blood pressure, and it's good for lowering the blood pressure. A lot of people don't know how different. I don't like getting too much on cancer. That's why I'm always touching on it. But if this can kill some cancer cells and different types, because it's all different types out there, because we put too much shit together and too much chemicals and toxins and stuff on our body. And I'm going to make this short. Look, ginger, because we want to just kill some of that. It improves your brain function. It fights infections. You got to take precautions when you put a lot of ginger in your foods, because sometimes it don't go. I just want to make sure I put that. But anyway, we need to learn how to take ginger. We just need to learn how to take ginger. Y'all know how to take ginger. That'd be a whole other video, a whole other video. Because I already told you how the main thing. I better drink some tea and stop playing. We don't drink enough tea. We don't drink enough tea. But I showed you a couple of tea recipes and a couple of smoothies and juices with ginger. But I'm gonna go ahead and end right here. Let's go ahead and end. All right, family, just go ahead and end right now, because I'm not trying to get too much into like the medical side, even though I've been doving over there, because that's not what I do. I'm just, like I said, get to the root cause. We got to get to the root cause, and a lot of us is not getting to the root cause. Nope, a lot of us not getting to the root cause. But all right, family, I'm Urbis Viola. This is Very Wise Alternatives Podcast, sending you love and just some peace, family. Make sure you're out there, getting into that sun. Get out in that sun and get to walking. So I need you to move that lymphatic system. But anyway. I'm Herbalist Viola. Again, this is Very Wise Alternatives Podcast. Until next time, you stay well. Peace, family.